All right. What it is, Crossroads Sports Nation, Crossroads Sports Radio Network brings you an emergency podcast, emergency Facebook live show. A lot of shit, John, has went down since we had our show last night. And I don't know where to start dissecting it, but... Yeah.
For one, we can plug last night's show real quick. If you haven't listened to last night's show, episode number 216 or 216. Yeah, you missed a real good NBA draft and NBA breakdown. I would even say this probably rivaled, you know what I'm saying, what we talked about last night rivals, probably gonna rival what we talked about tonight. So like, no, man, yes, tonight. It was a lot of speculation last night. We are no longer in some speculation mode, right? But we are in full, like, oh, it just hit the fan. And Brandon, listen, I don't necessarily need a pat on the back. I'm not looking for it. But I try to tell you, man, that I do listen to. So here, I'll just be totally forthright with you, you know what I'm saying? So there's always dark Twitter chatter, rumor mill type stuff from league offices that bleed on to some scout. And then scouts? I mean, not scouts, but like the managers and agents, that's who goes to counts.
Right.
You know, to try to see what the, you know what I'm saying, what the temperature is, you know what I'm saying, out there with particular team fandom. You know what I'm saying? Because they use that as a negotiating tag. Like, well, dude, you know, the fans of XYZ want you here. He's going to leave at to go, you know what I'm saying, take, you know what I mean? So, but again, man, tonight, again, I had said a couple months ago, the main person I really listen to, Brandon, is Windhorse. You know what I'm saying? Of all the ESPN personalities, you know what I'm saying? He's probably one of the main great sources. Because, like, man, he has a pretty good podcast. Not to put anybody's podcast except for Crossroads Sports, right? He's a damn good, decent podcast where he gives little nuggets. And, like, round back and right after the All-Star break,
yeah,
he was saying that big player movement. And I'm thinking, I know everybody's thinking Westbrook. I know everybody's thinking maybe nobody, you know what I'm saying, trying to think. Of course, you know what I'm saying, some of his minor pieces, Miles Turner and, you know, potentially here locally here, you know what I'm saying, with Malcolm Brogdon. But I was thinking more like Carl Anthony Towns. I was thinking more like, you know, Kyrie. That's a head-scratching situation with Kyrie Irving and James Harden, with both. But – those are the players I thought that would be moved because I know we know this is probably a C plus to B minus level free agency, which is what, you know what I'm saying, what you said. This was a weaker, you know what I'm saying, free agency class. But with that being said, man, like guys just don't be happy. Once you play, it's crazy, man. You play half a season with a team or, you know, however you want to look at it. By the time you get to the All-Star break, you know you don't want to play no more for Steve Nash. You don't want to play no more for With James Harden, you know, no more. I want out of here. James Harden said he went out of here first. Now Kevin Durant, oh my goodness, once out of Brooklyn. That was when, like, to keep it all sports, we still had another crap moment this afternoon when the UCLA and USC said they're joining the Big Ten in 2024, not. And it's already been talked about anyway. It's on a table agreement. You know what I mean?
But we'll get there. While you're there.
Yeah.
Hold on. Your service was so great. Cut out for a second. Okay. As of 4 minutes ago, USC and UCLA have both been notified that their application to join the Big Ten has been accepted. They will begin play in 2020 officially.
Brandon, I wonder why. What would be the hangup? What would be the hangup? They got Jets that's going to, you know, shuttle these kids backwards and forwards. You know what I'm saying? The Big Ten, like, listen, I get it. I hope Decott, you know what I'm saying, chimes in here. I hope a lot of the SEC. This is because the SEC did what it did. But yep. You can't. Here's what I would, Brandon. I love this because I know we're going to be back and forth now. We got two big heavy hitters tonight. This is big. This is all because the SEC said we want to rule the college football map, and they went and got two big boys. Oklahoma and Texas are two big boys in college football. This is true. As much as I critique Texas and be like, man, that's a joke. They going to the SEC, that's me. That's a joke. They going to the SEC. but it's a big brand. Oklahoma's a big Oklahoma themselves is another big brand.
Right.
It's Brandon. It's so many levels to this. So one, get used to the Big Ten West, right? But also get used to this. What happens to the Rose Bowl? Also get used to this. What happens to college football rivalries that they do have some rivalries. We're not influenced by them because they're not necessarily big as like Duke and North Carolina, but Arizona State have rivals with UCLA. They just do. Now that California market is coming back, that whole California market and all that influence is coming to the Big Ten's power. We have to. This is what I try to tell people all last year, Brandon. They thought I was just like, didn't know what they thought I was Stark Raven, man. Didn't tell me, you know what I'm saying? The Big 12 was going to fold. None of these conferences will technically fold. There's still too much money that flows through them. But like today, you just got divorced. Pac 12. Right. You just got. I get it. You still got, you know, you still got Oregon. Mate, you know what I mean? But. You know, what is really, I mean, again, what's Oregon's a really good program, elite program, but they ain't, you know, they're not top tier banana. You know what I mean? So how does that, somebody can say, I know the first thing I said, how does the Pac-12 survive, Brandon? I'm like, easy. They go make a deal with the Pac, with the Big 12. Easy. Again, it's never going to give you the California market, but at least you get some rivalries back. Maybe if you do it right, Brandon. I gotta ask you, man, because I'm trying. Listen, is it about the national championship game anymore? Because if I'm USC, we are back. We got this coach from Oklahoma. We are back. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, how can I get? Okay, I'm talking about the commissioner. No, yep. not the commissioner, but the powers to be over USC. How can we get our conference back to the table? All we got to do is schedule properly. We got the dude. He's getting the players. So what? It ain't about national. That's how I look. It ain't about that because like the Pac-12, our homie Decott said it. That's the easiest route to the daggone. That's the easiest route to the. Shame on USC for all these years for sucking. Winning the Pac-12, if you go undefeated, you'll get to the. They was gonna give. Remember, they was gonna give Oregon a seat at the table.
Yep.
So USC, UCLA. Okay, all right. You're getting UCLA. You get the great basketball tradition of UCLA. How many times you can put that up against Purdue and IU? Maybe make them play early in the season instead of so that there's no whole lot of travel, like where, you know what I'm saying? That's a four hour plane ride. And we talking about students, and I get it that we do that during the Final Four, but we supposed to still be student athletes. You know what I'm saying? Well, maybe some of this veil is being peeled away. I get that. But like now we got more, I don't know. It seems like we putting a whole lot of assets into some. I don't know. I don't want to be too preachy, but you get what I'm saying. Now we got, like, how does that look from a schedule standpoint? But it ain't about the national championship no more. It's not. Because if it was, go ahead. Give me your three.
Number one, if USC comes to Ross Aid and comes down to Memorial Stadium, and there's two ass whoopings in Indiana coming from USC.
You said UCLA football?
No. USC is going to put a hurting on Purdue and IU football. To the likes that you ain't ever seen.
The bottom part of the Big 12, I'm sorry, Big 10, you became cannon fodder.
I'm sorry, Northwestern. That's what you told me earlier today. We're sorry.
Maryland. I'm sorry for Northwestern. I'm sorry for Maryland. I get it. They got a beautiful field. They do. But you got to get in line. The big ticket, Brandon, elite, Nebraska, again, you fooled yourself. Nebraska fooled yourself. The big ticket game, the big ticket championship game, I mean, of course, you're still going to have Ohio State, Michigan. That's like blood rivalry, for real. But they really just want USC. Like, you get the Rose Bowl in your freaking schedule every year. You got the Rose Bowl.
That we just eliminated, what, six teams for the Big Ten championship here in Indianapolis now?
Illinois, Indiana, Purdue. Nah, because it'd be too. They could beat one of them. They couldn't beat three of them. You see what I'm saying? They could beat the Ohio State in a year. They couldn't beat Ohio State, Michigan State, and USC. Brandon, ain't except for Ohio State. And maybe Michigan. Maybe. They on Michigan's best day, right? Because it's too much speed, my personal opinion. No, what's getting ready to happen, USC? This year in the Pac-12, I told you yesterday, they should not lose one game in their regular season. They shouldn't lose one game.
Let me read you a quote from USC's press release today. Tonight's press release, ultimately the Big Ten is the best home for USC and Trojan athletics as we move into the new world of collegiate sports. We are excited that our values align with the league's members' institutions. We will also benefit from the stability and the strength of the conference, the athletic caliber of the Big Ten institutions, the increased visibility exposure and resources the conference will bring to our student athletes and programs, and the ability to expand engagement with our passionate alumni nationwide.
Super conferences are here.
Uh-oh, John, they're saying your dial-up is delayed with your voice.
I'm on AOL. It's all good.
Now USC has values. But we're looking 2024, so they're going to finish out. It's cute. They're going to finish out because the Pac-12's existing media rights agreement. So August 2nd, 2024, they are both officially in the Big Ten.
I'm the Pac-12. My question
last you, what's Oregon do? Does Oregon go – I made fun of it. I said, hell, now, Oregon eat ACC. Shit.
No, that's logistically a nightmare. Find out at least on that side of the world who wants you, because you're a primetime player. Oregon's a primetime player. I just kind of dissed them in the segment of like that I just said, but they're a dangerous primetime player. Like they get ratings, they get ratings and recruits, and they get W's. It's sometimes when they just can't keep holding it up. It's just like the pressure's too much for them. So find out who wants you. But Brandon. Mountain West, none of that shit. Well, it's not gonna work. If the Big 12 commissioner ain't on the phone with the Pac-12 commissioner, like right now, then both of them are idiots. Because that would be a way you still could still sell Oklahoma some of that Southwest to the West Coast. You see what I'm saying? Can make sense.
Would you rather us now or by 2024 go to two super conferences?
Nah, I don't. Because they still gonna play mid-majors. Right, I'm not yelling at you. They still gonna play mid-majors. To tee off on them or to, you know what I'm saying,
I don't know. I mean, you only get 12 games.
I do know this.
The fucking conference is gonna have 20 teams in it.
But here's the thing though, Brandon. Notre Dame ain't joining no conference.
They don't need to.
Notre Dame does it. Well, okay then. When once these other schools smarten up, and starts once these other schools start. Could you imagine a world where Alabama went independent?
I mean, they might as well, right?
Hold on. If you want to play us, you got to pay us to come get this because we're the best. Look at it like that. Why are you spending your money with the conference? I'm just thinking now, you know what I'm saying? Since we're in the Wild Wild West, this is a real cowboy here. So that's what Notre Dame is. Notre Dame's like, all right, man, y'all say we got to play. They come in there real shrewd and business. Like, y'all say we got to play a Power Five. Okay. We'll pay a couple games. Well, not a couple. You know what I'm saying? A schedule in the Power Five. And then make sure we take care of our business in the preseason, which Notre Dame usually does. Notre Dame don't play no chumps. No. You know what I mean? Like, again, I don't know why no other teams don't think they can, like, some of the other. You know, some other people, you know what I'm saying, brand name teams. Everybody can't do it. So, Washington, Clemson, they got chips in the game. Man, you know who Clemson is? Clemson, just do a deal with whoever you want to do a deal with for year to year or whatever, and then take care of your, you know what I'm saying, your preseason, and your national championship game. You make it hard for the NCAA, that's what I'm trying to say, because now it ain't about money, because it's not. I mean, sorry, it's not about the next game.
Tell me your instant reaction today when you looked at your phone. What was your – give me one or two words to describe your actions when you saw that USC and UCLA to the Big Ten?
I said you got to be fucking kidding me. That's
exactly. I said the exact same thing. Like,
logistically, it's exactly, I don't know how. Yeah, logistically, I don't know how that works. And there's nobody from Bloomington. Like, this is the lunch pail. Some of these programs, so all hyperbole and joking aside, some of the middle of the pack of the Big Ten teams, people do root for. They do have a rabid fan base. They're real lunch pail-like programs compared to the upper blue bloods, right? You know what I'm saying? If you root for an underdog, guess what? That's the middle pack of the Big Ten. So what is that? I'm saying, though, what does that look like on a Saturday afternoon, Illinois playing UCLA football? Nobody's going to care. It's prime talent. No. So take that back. It's prime talent on prime talent, but like, there's no, man, that kid went to Lawrence Central and then he chose to go to Lawrence. He chose to go to UCLA. That's not happening. There's no built in, like, you broke our hearts because you went to the rival school. Now it's just business. Now it's just, man, like, dude. It's going to happen for basketball too.
And that's why I want to ask. Does it strengthen? I'm kind of excited to see UCLA and USC come to the Big Ten Conference for basketball. I think it's going to play well for it. Like you said, Nebraska, it's time to jump ship. You get these two teams in. I know we've been talking nothing but football, but I also see a benefit for basketball as well, bringing those teams in.
Right. So if you see, I get the head coaching job in Nebraska. Missouri. I'm thinking some middle of program.
Breaking news.
Go ahead. Uh-oh.
Kevin Durant is requesting a trade to the Big Ten.
Who? Stop.
Had to.
If I'm a middle of the road Big Ten team, and long as my AD knows that we ain't gonna never win the Big Ten, and I go get our ass kicked, I'm unfireable. I'm a coach. What do you mean? You wanted us to compete against Ohio State and Nebraska? And Michigan?
Hold on, JB.
And Michigan? What?
Hold on. I'm adding to a stream. Reggie Size, King of Trolls.
Hey, I can't hear y'all. I can't hear y'all. I may have to back out.
You can't hear us? I can hear you.
Why can I hear you?
Are you coming? Put it on.
Can you hear me?
Put it on. Probably need to put his question in.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'll be back.
All right. I'll move to.
Hey, I want to hear some of his reactions. He might adjust his headset. That might be what it is. If his headset ain't got no mic,
is he there? Is he there? Reg, we can hear you.
I'll be back, man. I'll be back. I can't hear you. Let me get out of here. Let me check my.
Well, he got a mic.
I know. I'm telling you.
He don't know what he's doing. He better Google it.
I'm going to kick him out. I'll kick him out and let him rejoin. Let me ask you this. I'm going to give you the Big Ten teams. You tell me if it hurts or helps. Okay? We'll leave it at that.
They better leave, man.
Hold on. Oh, you got your ducks roll. USC and UCLA coming to the Big Ten. Does it hurt or help Illinois?
Basketball, everything should be even. You know what I'm saying? But football, again, who cares when UCLA plays Illinois? Who cares? Michigan State goes down a peck. As the program of choice, I'm a kid. I'm coming to Michigan State so that we can win what national championship?
Ohio State
probably is like, we waver just a little bit, but they run them in, run them out. They run in out, they run out, they run in good players, they run in good coaches. They always in the national championship. It doesn't matter. Arrogantly, I'm not saying they could do it. Arrogantly, Ohio State could go to the SEC and win it. They could.
I think it hurts them. Just because it makes the road a little bit tougher. Not for USC, UCLA as much, but USC, that creates a whole nother now target that you got to deal with.
Okay, Smarty Pants. Who's to say we couldn't have two Big Ten teams in the national championship?
I mean, you could. Reg, can you hear us?
We have two SEC teams in the national championship. Who's to say we can't have two Big Ten teams? True. Or does this make us have expansion?
Reggie, can you hear me? Now I can't even hear him.
He went from bad to worse.
We can't hear you now. Let me check his settings here. Let me see if I can do anything with your mic settings. King of Did
Pro. He? Can you hear me now? Can
yes.
you
hear me now? Yes.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
You didn't allow your mic to be turned on or something.
Okay. I'm going to have to go from my phone instead of my computer. How about that? Because yeah, evidently my computer stands for the technology y'all using where y'all can't hear me, but I can hear y'all. I can't hear y'all. So I'm going to go from my phone and I'm going to log off my computer and see if I can get it to work.
All right. See you shortly. There he goes.
Man, he needs to get it together.
It's the King of Trolls, man. It's the King of Trolls. I think it hurts Ohio State because now it's another roadblock, and I understand, but, I mean, it's a one loss here, but who says they don't get tripped up by a Michigan or a Wisconsin or
right.
Penn State? They would have
to, right, that's what they have to be aware of, understanding that there are some still dangerous teams on a Saturday that'll get you. You know what I'm saying? So USC is definitely upping the ante in who the level of teams that they play. There ain't no California, stop it. California football team, I could block for them, Brandon.
Oh.
Arizona, I could play running back for them today.
No love for Washington, Washington State, Arizona State, and the Fighting Herms?
You know what? Washington and Washington State can think they have some type of pull out here. And they don't.
Oregon?
They don't. Figure out to stay with the Pac-12, buddy.
Would you take Oregon now to the Big Ten? If you're the Big Ten, do you go after Oregon?
Throw up Oregon and tell them what's name, go to hell. Maryland and Rutgers.
Do you go after – if you're the Big Ten now, do you go after them? I would.
There must be something why they didn't, though, Brandon. That doesn't – you see what I'm saying?
Are you sure they didn't? I'm pretty sure USC and UCLA, they reached out to the Big Ten first.
Because, all those what contract does the Big Ten have with Nike or Adidas? Or do schools have different
– they each have their own different.
That's potentially what's going on here. You do know Oregon's a Nike school.
That's fine. Purdue's a Nike school.
Yeah, I damn near think ain't half the Pac-10 Nike schools.
All right, JB, we got another guest we're going to bring on real quick.
Bring him in.
Hopefully, Mike Crowley, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Man, a whole lot of shocking going on. I think
Thursday.
The KD thing, and the college thing. I think to chime in on that. I think the biggest thing that we're going to see the effects of is in the recruitment. I agree with Brandon as far as Illinois, but I don't know if they'll let to say that because it was connected, so I didn't hear all of what you said. But I don't know if they'll let to. Come on now, we got to be honest. I don't know if they're going to let to Big Ten teams. I think the long term it'll help, but right now the recruiting. I mean. You get a top tier like those two, man. Come on.
Yep.
Especially basketball. Yep. A lot of shaking and moving going on in college basketball.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of shaking.
For them to get the exposure, we got a lot of talent. We got a lot of talent in the Midwest. So.
Right. This is all football related, though. So they bringing UCLA basketball to the Big Ten. That's a plus. Right. With all the historical programs, but I just don't know logistically how did they manage all that.
So what I'm seeing, I'm seeing a report now that the Big Ten's not close to being done yet. Teams to keep an eye on are schools: Washington, Oregon, Stanford, and Cal are teams that the Big Ten could be targeting to add in.
Wow,
Stanford!
Wow.
No way.
Wow. Gotta get those academics, JB.
No way.
You gotta throw that in there, Stanford, Cal. I mean, I see that. so you won't make it so lopsided. Even though we know, like you said, this is football, you still, you got to have a little bit of balance in there.
Yeah.
They're going to cry foul if not. The other, you know what I mean? The other conferences will cry foul if not. You got to balance it out.
Yeah. For Oregon, there is talk that Oregon will probably get a bigger bank from the SEC than they would the Big Ten.
This split the country east and west, like it is with the basketball. That you in the Eastern Conference, y'all in the Western Conference. Whoever wins the West, whoever wins the East.
John Wooden, go. Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush—they're all rolling over their graves right now.
Yeah, and as far as on the football tip, what I was gonna say with the man, they got a bunch of it's an accident right here. Somebody done got. Lost my train of thought. Hell, I
Hey, that reminds me of Reggie when he was that truck caught on fire and he was giving us that play by play.
That made me lose my train of thought, man. I forgot what I was gonna say.
Hey, let me ask you this, Mike Kelly.
Yes, sir.
Kevin Durant, man, if he wins another title somewhere else, that still diminishes the career, right? Because he had to go somewhere else.
Well, so in this, I have to go. So first I'll start free agency, and I won't spend a little bit because we've been in free agency for almost 30 years. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter where you – I got to put my rock my rock because I know you guys are wrestling fans too. It doesn't matter what team you with these days. They it's about winning. You win the – what have I always said, JB, about I hate buddy ball? That's all it is. You don't really – So I understand where KD was coming from. I should have known because with Kyrie, I mean, yeah, Harden did it. What he left, what did he leave? $42 million when he did it. But Kyrie ain't crazy. Flat Earth and everything else, he ain't crazy. You're not getting ready to leave $30 million on the table to go for six when you already said you're not going to play. You're going to retire in your 30s. Basketball's not a You might as well call him the NBA Odell Beckham. He just kept shooting himself in the foot. He gonna bleed to death. So, I feel sorry for KD in the sense that you can't do nothing right. You're thin skinned. All you're trying to do is play ball. You want to play with somebody that, you know, that wants something done.
He doesn't want to be responsible. He wants to get a lot. He wants to be in the spotlight. But he don't want to be responsible for getting this team over. He doesn't want to do that. He don't want no parts of that.
No, he don't. And
I'm shocked and disappointed because I thought Brooklyn needed to do. I thought Brooklyn was doing everything they needed to do to appease this particular superstar. Like, you know what I'm saying? Kyrie, Harden, these are the guys you said you want to play for. You said you was comfortable playing with Steve Nash. Again, a lot of demands were made of Kevin Durant. And like 2 years in, you basically doing what James Harden did when he was at Houston press conference. We're not good enough or I don't want to be here no more. Either way, from a sports type of situation and competition type of situation, that's kind of
but look at what you was getting ready to end up with. Kyrie's gonna be gone this time next year. So now what you got? Ben Simmons? I didn't come over here for Ben Simmons and some damn role players. I didn't come here for that.
He didn't. You came over here because you ran away from the Golden State Warriors because you were – I mean, it's like apparent.
Did you run away? Or that's what I'm saying about being thin-skinned. He can't do no right. He can't do any – I mean, you needed legitimacy. I mean, I say – because I've always said that Golden State needed him just as bad as they needed, man. Come on, man. When LeBron and them played that, when they played that East Coast ball on him and that rhythm, Mike, they were bumping him.
Mike, you're absolutely correct.
He needed another. They needed a shooter that they needed an X factor is what they needed, and they got it in KD.
Right.
Yeah. This era, 7-2-9 Golden State Warriors blamed everything Paul Ford, who ain't there before, and then said, get him out of here. Kevin Durant, they sweet talk Kevin Durant coming over to Golden State, and the rest is NBA history.
Right.
You know, super teams are super teams, man. But rather than listen to talking heads like ourselves, or he hears everything. So it bothers him that they're saying this was Steph Curry's team, even though I had two MVPs. So you made your way. I'm saying again, you made your way to Brooklyn.
They made the team for him. Like they said, here, what do you want? What pieces do you want? Who do you want here? It's around you. And now I was
What a commitment.
That damn dumpster fire Kyrie do the same damn thing he do everywhere. Except you could almost say he did it with Cleveland. It was LeBron. He fell for the red pill is what he did.
I guess. I mean, right. Kyrie Irving only played 26 games, regular season games. Right. And you know they didn't have a deep playoff run. I tell you what. I bet you this has more to do with what ownership pushed back on and what the players wanted. They got a new ownership. It's no longer the Russian guy that's the owner of that team anymore. Right. It's actually a Chinese fellow, man. And like it, I think this would we would be having a different conversation had the Nets made, you know what I'm saying, the Eastern Conference Finals. Had the Nets made the finals, we would have been talking a different conversation. They made all types of amenities for the players and you didn't deliver. So why would this billionaire continue owner the team, right? Continue to pour money over this dude played 26 games. This dude, Kevin Durant, remember he missed the whole year.
Yeah, he did because of injury.
They paid him and let him rehab on their dollar. Man, if he was the owner of a team, you'd be like, dude, bye. You would be like, dude, bye.
Not in the NBA. If you was in NFL, you would. But I mean, you could talk about this with a lot of stuff, but you blame the collective bargaining agreements. Come on, man. You got subpar guys that's used to making maybe low single digits. Now they double figure in the millions. There's no drive to do anything. Let's just
exactly. Well, yeah. How about today, you had to make money. You had to win to make money back in the day.
Right.
Now you
don't have to do nothing. You don't have to do nothing but just show up when you feel like it.
Deacon Reggie, what's up?
How much money does the owners make? Does anybody know how much money the owners are making?
Plenty.
Of course we don't. You know why? Because it's not public. The only reason players are getting the grief is because we know what they're making. The business says you are earning this, right? So the owner says, hey, it's my team. It's my money. I'm choosing to pay you. That's called business. Just like in the NFL, all those suckers in the NFL are playing on non-guaranteed contracts, right?
Right.
It's business. I applaud the NBA players. I applaud KD, Kyrie, all of them.
I'm going to let you tell that lie, man. Say you applied making $37 million, and only played 27 games.
Let me tell you something. I promise you, that owner did not take a loss that season. He didn't take a loss.
I don't know about that, DK. NBA teams have taken losses.
Oh, stop it. That's just playing with numbers. No, they're not taking a loss. They're not going to sign a guy for $37 million and say, whoa, this is taking a loss. No, they're billionaires. They're not millionaires.
From a sports media's perspective then, and everybody's a critic, Kyrie Irving, 30 games, less than 30 games?
I wouldn't care if he played three. Why? Because the business says, hey, listen, let me tell you this. So now you have an NFL player who signs a deal, who hurts his knee, and he cannot get back. They cut him. Same difference. It's the same. I'll tell you why. Because that same owner is making money no matter what. The only guy out in that football sense is the player. Let me tell you, Jonathan. If they publish the owner's money, then we could talk.
Okay.
But the only thing
And I get what you're saying about the owner, but I mean, shit, what is it? That's just like comparing an employee to an employer.
Oh, absolutely.
You're only responsible for yourself. Absolutely. But then when you got the fucking owner,
you got to get yours. You know what? You got to get yours as an employee, because I promise you, the company I work for is making a hell of a lot of money that they're paying me. And I don't feel guilty about 3-hour lunches ever.
Oh, okay.
Ever. Meet me at the Emporium tomorrow at 2:30.
I'll be innocent on this podcast. I don't know who that guy is. The names will be changing.
Hold on. Hold on a second. Reggie, we can't hear you, Reg.
Reggie chime in.
Just hang up on him, man. He's got dial up or something. Just hang up on him.
He's saying something, man. It looks very poignant.
Listen, I have to support the players. The players are the one who drives the business. The owners don't drive the business. Yeah, they front the money, but no one's coming to those stadiums to see owners own. Okay.
You know. Come on,
wherever Kyrie goes, his jerseys are going to sell, Jonathan. His jerseys are going to sell, and it's going to be fans saying, come on, Kyrie, sign this paper with your scribble name.
That's fair. But he will never be top 10 about it.
But that's not top 10. Let me ask you.
Go ahead.
How much money do you get for top 75 and legacy? You get nothing. Players don't care about. Listen, we can say as fans, we care more about championships and legacy than the players do. I believe that with all the heart.
Oh yeah, yeah. They just trying to get paid.
They're saying that to build their brand, right? So they can make money.
Curry and them care.
Ah, fiddlesticks. He doesn't care. Man, I don't believe it. I have to see it and I have to hear him say it in a private setting. These guys, we care more about titles and legacy than players ever will.
We're not getting paid. Okay. We don't work for the NBA. I mean, why would we care about the money?
Exactly.
Why would we care about it? We ain't getting paid from it. We don't work for these NBA, NFL. So why would we care about it?
But listen, fans, don't even talk about. Look at the social media sites today. All we're talking about is how much money these guys are making. That's all anybody about.
So after all that, I don't sweat the money. I'm just saying, what are we getting at? I'm saying, I put my ownership hat on. I put my fan hat on. If I'm the owner, of course Kyrie Irving's not getting maxed out. I can't trust that. So opt into your $37 million.
That's business.
But again, there's other things that happen in this chain of events. The dude, Kevin Durant, who put all this shit together, and the coach, Steve Nash, who again jumped the line from
ownership brought Steve Nash in.
Hold on. Now, listen, you mean to tell me this Chinese billionaire didn't become a billionaire by running a basketball team? He runs his business by running a business.
Right.
He just wanted to buy. I'm not speaking for him, believe me, but he bought this because they told him he could turn a profit. Right. That's what they told him.
Right.
Now, it's still everybody's responsibility, front office, to I don't know what. Some are rebuilding. Some teams are okay, just floating around, 7, 8, 9. But then some teams, like the Brooklyn Nets there, they said they wanted to win. And the players just said, you know what? We got our money. Come on, man. From a fan standpoint, that's whack.
It's not knowing or not opening your eyes to what you've seen in years past. Kyrie is the same cat who was there 5 years ago. It's the same cat who didn't play a play in Duke, okay? There's nothing different about Kyrie. Stop feeling sorry for this ownership.
That was terrible.
That's not what. That's true. He didn't play in Duke.
I know.
Yeah. Kyrie said he had an injury. Oh, okay.
So what, right? So he's the same dude, right? I'm going to tell you, it's called doing business. If this leadership makes a decision, and Sean Marks has made multiple bad decisions, right? So he's got to be held accountable for that. And I understand that, it's a bad thing. He made this decision
based on what the star players told him to.
But listen, it's still the New Jersey Nets. Nothing's different. They also traded for Kevin Garnett, Pierce, and Ray Allen. And come on, that's New Jersey Nets. Stop giving them so much credit.
This is hilarious.
Reg, what do you got to say?
Their leadership is poor.
Well, the good news is I got a mute button, so I can mute whoever the hell I want.
This is hilarious.
Like Deacon right now. I'm muting Deacon so we can hear him. All right, here's my thoughts. Kyrie Irving, the dude doesn't stay anywhere long, right? We've seen this. You talked about Duke. We talked about Cleveland. We talked about,
Boston.
What team, Boston, is there a team that's really going to say, hey, you know what? Let's pay this dude $30-something million. Let's take a chance on him. I don't see that happening. And they talk about him going to the Lakers. Okay, for what? Maybe 1 or 2 years? Maybe a run like that? And he probably will sit out. I mean, look at street clothes, Davis. He'll sit out just as much. I don't. I really don't think.
That's what I pay him. It takes one person to want your talent there. It doesn't take 29 teams or 30 teams. It just takes one.
I don't think his head's ready for basketball, though. I don't think he wants to play basketball. I think basketball is secondary for him.
Okay. Again, so you don't think the New Jersey Nets knew that 2 years ago?
Brooklyn. No, I don't.
They're not that smart of a team.
Yeah, because he didn't really start talking about this until the pandemic.
They
were he was so geeked about wanting to carve his own thing out because of what happened in Boston and Cleveland. So I don't know. I never heard him say as far as I never heard him say about none of this.
Yeah.
And I probably follow just as much as you guys. I mean, did you hear him say something about it 2 years ago? Honestly, clear point blank. Did you hear him say something about it two years ago? I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't. The only thing I heard him say was A, Boston fucked up. I want to be my own. I want my own thing. I never heard him say nothing about anything other than, trying to clear himself. Oh, well, that didn't work out. I got a fresh start. I'm going to get KD over here. I think KD got him. I think it was I could be wrong.
I think the
stuff that he's talking about now, I didn't hear him say none of that.
Kyrie, when he first got to out of Boston, he got to the Nets. Didn't he went out of Boston because it was
he said the racial.
In Boston.
I mean, in Boston, right. Hell, look what they did without him. You got hurt, and then you come. I mean, you literally went to the Eastern Conference Finals without this dude. I don't give a fuck what kind of money he make. I don't have a dog in that fight.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about what anybody's money. What you eat don't make me shit. I'm a sports fan, so I'm talking about sports shit. I ain't got nothing to do. I don't own a team.
I've been
self-employed before, so I get you on that piece. But man, I don't care about what they make with the money. I mean, I know that's all they play for is the money.
I'm not crying any tears for the New Jersey Nets, Boston Celtics, or anyone else, because when Kyrie got there, his first statement was, or one of the first said, we don't need a coach. He said, we don't need a coach. He said, we'll do it. And they still entertained him. That's like having a cheating girlfriend that you stay with because she's pretty.
Would you trade Malcolm Brogdon for her?
Can I cut on their name? They ain't New Jersey anymore.
My man right there. Can I cuss?
Yeah, go ahead.
I trade for Malcolm Brogdon and the last three guys on the bench. Then I bring Lance Stevenson in as my 12th man.
Hey, can y'all hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. No, go ahead, Reggie. The floor is yours.
You know, I got my computer messing up on me. I got my headset messing up on me. I got a lot of technology going on right now here at work. So I just went to my phone. This is what I'm going to say is, Cott is talking all that mess, but he's mad because Bradley Beal got signed by Washington to $234 million. But he's talking about the players making that money. Yeah, he cares about the players making that money because he's angry. He just wants to disagree. He's like an old bitter, old
point. You're missing the point.
And go the opposite of everything that's said. Now, what I'm going to say is, KD, Kyrie, I'm proud of both of them. Both of them are great players. Both of them have got paid. But I'd be damned if I'm going to keep paying you $36 million or $200 million. You really don't want to be there. I'd rather have Malcolm Brogdon on the team than Kyrie Irving. Secondly, how are you going to believe? How do you want anybody on your team that believes the earth is flat? This is D-Cott's key to lead because he believes the earth is flat also. That's why he loves Kyrie Irving. So, I just don't understand what's going on with – I'm not mad because people get paid. I'm going to give you another example. D-Cott was mad at Monk because he said he's going to take less money to stay in L.A. It's a business. You better get paid. You better not be reading. It's a business. Jonathan, the Brooklyn Nets, not New Jersey, the Brooklyn Nets, they lose no money. They made a lot of money. That's what I said.
New Jersey.
They said they was going to win. They didn't win no. I'm holding them accountable.
Let me ask you this.
This has been a lot going on, Brandon.
This has been a lot, but I like it. I like it. It's kind of like a little town hall, Crossroads Sports Network town hall. I like it.
Oh, God.
My question is, John, the Philadelphia 76ers, will Embiid do everything, exhaust every option to get KD in here to Philly? They just got P.J. Tucker. They're the Philadelphia Rockets because you got Daniel House in there and you got some old Madeira Moraway players from down in Houston. If they can get KD, you've added P.J. Tucker. I know you probably got to get a rat with a Maxey and Tobias. I kind of like the Sixers are moving towards that Eastern Conference Finals slash NBA Finals team. Not saying they're going to win it, but they're moving there.
Did Tucker sign with you?
Yes, 3-year deal.
Yeah, where did they get that money from?
Yeah.
Where did they get that money? They got to pay Tyrese Maxey.
Well, they just paid P.J. Tucker 3 years, $36 million.
This is foolish, man. So could they trade for Kevin Durant if they take that trade? I'm talking about Tyrese Maxey and my guy, small forward, Tobias Harris. Right, and at least another asset or two. Would New Jersey take that in return versus what another team might offer them? What Portland might offer the Brooklyn Nets? Would anybody worry about the Lakers? Or what even Phoenix? Phoenix is a real – that's a real – you know.
Yeah, he named both of them. I think he's going to Miami, though, man, because the talks after – right before the season was over, they was talking about him, something going on with Miami.
And then with
the culture, yeah, then with the structure, he won't have to worry about nothing. You won't have if you go to them other places, you're gonna have to do more than what you want to do.
Brandon, give me a close up real quick.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get it.
About to directly Mike Kelly.
There you
Pat
go.
Pat Riley don't want Mike Kelly. Pat Riley don't want no punks. Kevin Durant.
I don't always agree with that either. I mean, it's like my man said about the business.
Pat Riley. He'll
work around nobody that.
Don't want it. If you don't want it, you won't play for the Miami Heat. If you don't want it, you will not play for the Miami Heat.
Let me ask you this.
Jimmy Butler lose a – oh, my God. No, Kevin Durant's not going to Miami.
Let me ask you this. The New York Knicks. Don't the New York Knicks seem like they always sign somebody they think is top tier they ate up a buttload of money, and then they end up getting stuck with that contract?
Depends where you got, right. So it kind of depends where you got, where you rank Jalen Brunson in the overall point.
For the guard, yeah.
Is he top 15?
No.
He's top 15. Point guard. I ain't say player.
That's what I was going to say. You know, we don't have that many point guards. So he's just like a 7-footer, really. We don't have a lot of 7-footers. We don't have a lot of point guards either.
Brandon, I thought about this. I think, you know what I'm saying, you got to pay for top talent. I know it's overpay, but Jalen Brunson is probably top 12 point guard in this league. Top 12.
Top 12, top 15. I'll give him that. 118,
for sure.
But I agree. It's going to take more than him to make the Knicks better. I mean, Kemba Walker couldn't do it, and I thought he was a great point guard also. I'm not mad that the player took the money and went to the team, but I can see a series of times where these teams are overpaying for these players and it don't work out. I don't think that he's the key to the Knicks winning the championships or even making the playoffs. They're probably going to be in the playing game with my Pacers. That's probably what's going to happen.
I wish Boston would have took it. A true point guard? Shit.
They should go after Malcolm Brogdon. Brogdon would be a huge asset for the Celtics. I told Jonathan that. I thought Brogdon to Boston just makes sense. You got somebody that can do ball control, that can score, that can help out on the wings and take the pressure off of Tatum and Jaylen Brown, which I just saw. Is Jaylen pissed at the team? Did I read that right yesterday?
Right.
Yeah. He. Yeah. They were. There was some chatter on that. It's a Boston. I forget what it's called. The app. Somebody called in about that.
Let me ask you this, Mike Kelly. Would you like to see a free agent Carmelo Anthony come to Indiana for a year?
No, we don't need him. No,
stop it.
You ain't lying.
Malcolm Brogdon to me is not a true point guard. I think he plays better off the ball. The small steps that I saw him in with Tyrese, I thought he played better off the ball. So is he not a Boston better team? I don't think so because he's not a true point guard. I think Brogdon had to win the Boston. That would have been a better choice for Boston because he's a better true point guard. Malcolm Brogdon is a shooting guard. He is not a true point guard. And but he's going to play playing time for some of the guys. So we need to get what we can from him. I mean, we're not going to be playing, man. But hey, I'll take that. And yes. Okay. I'm out of here.
All right, Reg. Thanks, brother.
All right, Reggie. Be easy, man. My thing with – and Reggie's, I swear, he was saying just what I was getting ready to say. Here's my thing. Because of – and I'm not blaming – and I want to – this we haven't really touched on this. I know you guys have talked about this before. But this is the thing that happens after Steph comes to the league. It's not Steph's fault, but – when you have shooting guards, dude, we needed, man, Boston needed a point guard so bad. It's fine when you're in the season. It's fine. But when you get to the playoffs, you get exposed because now you got guys drawing up plays. Ain't nobody playing ISO ball. It made me almost, man, ready to throw my phone. I think I said that the other time. I was so pissed at them because Marcus, you keep talking about this defensive player of the year. Who cares? What does defense got to do with offense? Absolutely nothing. You needed a point guard to set them guys up. We ain't had it since Rondo, since 2009. We ain't had it since then. Kemba Walker, shooting guard. Isaiah Thomas, I'm playing for a new contract because y'all got me on this Sacramento contract. He wasn't one either. So
Marty, that was great. That was a great season he had, though.
But you got guys sitting in, you got some Spoelstras in the league that're film guys and they sitting up there watching everything you do. They will figure you out. Same thing with football. They will figure you out.
And Mike Kelly, you talked about you talked about Durant and Miami, and Jonathan says Pat Riley don't want no punks. If you're Miami, let me ask you this: do you go after KD, or they apparently have rumored to submit a trade proposal to the Jazz for Donovan Mitchell? So,
well, I thought that was already finalized. That he was going to the Heat. That Donovan Mitchell. I was gonna bring that up too. Ain't no punks when you got with if KD the ideal situation for KD. Because I thought that Donovan Mitchell. I thought that was already done and the ink was dry. If you're KD and they get Donovan Mitchell with Bam because I heard they want to move on from Tyler. I heard they want to move on from him.
That's Jonathan's boy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I liked him too. I mean, I liked him as well. But here's the thing with Pat Riley. What you have in him and Spoelstra, that's like the 1-2 punch, right? So yeah. As long as KD, as far as his thin skin, as long as KD can play ball and do what he needs to do, you don't have none because the culture there ain't none of that. Draymond calling you a sissy in the thing. I mean, they might say something to him as you know, all that old kind of stuff that he had at Golden State. Draymond ran him out of Golden State. Let's just say that. Draymond ran him out of there.
I think
he was jealous. But I think KD would be all right in Miami, man. I do.
Don't put it past Dallas Mavericks and Mark Cuban to try to get in there and try to get after a little KD action.
I thought that'd be huge
with Luka. I think that'd be a great tandem.
Well, but you got to have the active pieces. Miami has everything. Miami has everything.
Well, that's why you'd probably have to get a third team involved and.
To spread. Yeah, I agree.
JB, real quick before we finish, you okay with the Suns doing a 4-year extension for Devin Booker?
Damn, they can't. Hold on. I was making a comment. I'm sorry. I was making a comment in the chat. Okay. They gonna trade. They gonna pay everybody except for DeAndre Ayton, huh? No, I got a problem. I got a problem with that.
Joe Ingles. I was hoping Joe Ingles would fall to the Pacers because I thought he'd be a good addition for Indiana. I've always liked Joe Ingles. He signed a 1-year deal with the Bucks tonight. I think that's a good for the Bucks.
Another shooter for him.
Yep, they need that.
The Lakers picking up some reserves, some from young legs.
I mean, I like Lonnie. I like Lonnie.
That's why we waiting on. They go Anthony Davis for Kevin Durant.
Oh, and if they bring Kyrie and Durant, that's going to break the internet.
You almost made me hit a curb. You almost made me hit a curb saying that. Jeez.
Don't think it ain't being talked about.
I don't know if it worked, but I'd love to see a second.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Hell, he ain't even – that's another fool that said he ain't touched the ball since April. That's another dummy. You ain't slimmed down. You're not ball ready. You know what I'm saying? So you got that. Yeah. I don't know.
Right. I don't know.
Here you go. Before we go, 3 years ago today, Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted, Brooklyn is making a clean sweep tonight. Brooklyn will sign Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and DeAndre Jordan. League sources tell ESPN.
Whoop-de-doo.
3 years ago tonight.
Damn.
I want to say this real quick. When in this era where everybody's trying to buy a team, and that's what I was going to talk to my man about. He kind of went there with the business thing. I'm like, I don't own no fucking team. Why do I care about what the owner? The owner has a lot of response. I wasn't crying for no owner. I just as a fan, I want to see somebody play.
Right. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, I played. I thought Reggie was going because Reggie's a season ticket holder. So I thought he was going to say something about that. But when he started, here's the thing. This has always been my thing about players getting money. There's nothing wrong with getting money. But if you want to see what money does to a sport, look at boxing. That's all I got to say. Yeah. Whenever you have a spend, whenever everybody trying to get their money, but you ain't leaving nothing to the sport. You're not leaving nothing to the guys that come before you. They didn't play for nothing. So you still want to leave something for whatever sport you play. Right. That's what's kept football. That's what's kept the NFL intact. Now, some of their owners and some of their tactics, but it's similar to what we do. If we don't go to work, we don't get paid.
That's, right.
But when you got – and what I was saying is when I was talking about those guys with the collective bargaining agreements, when you got guys that's making double figures, you talking about getting their money, I'm a fan. Now, I don't know that cat, the D, I don't know him, but I was just – my only point was if I'm a fan – I'm not worried about what the owner, because I see what the owner's responsible for when the lights is on, when the concessions is in there. That's all him or her or them. You don't go into a business and be like, you don't go into wherever he work at and be like, well, what I wonder what the owner. That's not your responsibility to worry about what the owner. That's why they call them employers, and then you have employees. It's not about feeling sorry. Right. It's what you doing for the fan. That's all. That's what all we doing. We're fans of the game. We want to know what are you doing for the fan? For the fans.
You know what John? I got the new nickname for Mike because he's preaching it. I'm gonna start calling him Rev, the Reverend. I'm gonna call him Reverend. Right. He's doing it. He's speaking the gospel. He's speaking the perfect word. Mike, you can come on anytime, my man. Podcast, Facebook Live, you name it. Speak the truth.
You know what's funny is I used to be a union steward, so I've had to do that part too. So, but as a fan, but I left all that on the table. We're a fan, so we're talking about how they play. We're talking about how they. Man, ain't nobody talking about. Well, this guy gonna because what's gonna happen is these guys they oh I got to get the money. I got to rush to the league. You might not be ready for the league. So what happens? The league is watered down. These guys ain't, they're not taking care of their bodies. They not taking, come on, man. We can all remember, it ain't just the physical play of the NBA of yesteryear. These guys stayed in college. You a kid, you still growing.
Right.
So you the man in high school and AAU and all that. But then when you get to the league, you just like everybody else, except they already been doing it.
Right.
That's why I use the analogy of boxing. Look what happened to Roy Jones. You keep bouncing up and down. You keep pulling the Luther Vandross. Every time you turn around, you kept jumping up there. But then you mess around and that fighter might be a bum, but guess what? He's already at that weight. So right. You won't have a hard time. You trying to come up to where I am. I'm already here.
This dude.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Jay-Z, you trying to run up here. I'm already here with the finish line waving A. I don't know what Jay-Z song that is, but I know that. But the money, when everybody keep talking about everybody getting their money, the dangerous thing about that with sports is now you don't care about nothing about the league. And then you want to point to the owner. Well, you should have done this. There is such a thing as a gamble. That's the reason why cards got backs on them. Right. You're not going to tell everything. That's why I asked him, did Kyrie say any of that shit 2 years ago? He said he did. I don't believe he did. I wasn't going to call him a liar. But ain't nobody in their right mind going you all that. I wasn't going to call him a liar, but I promise you the only thing that he was concerned with was getting away from Boston because it looked bad on him.
Yep. Right.
I wasn't the leader that I thought I was. It took him hell. It took him two years.
He even made the call to LeBron and apologized to him.
Yeah, if you want to talk about tears, that fool did.
Absolutely. Mike Kelly, I appreciate you coming on, my man. Anytime.
Absolutely, man.
Hey, yeah. Thanks as always, man. I appreciate the platform. Thanks, fellas.
Absolutely.
And have a good holiday weekend.
Thank you. You as well, Mike.
You too, man. Thank you, sir. Go Bengals. Go Bengals.
All right, John. We're over an hour, but
my God. Yeah, dude. I thought we were going to jump out here for like a half hour. Yeah, this was pretty good, man. Thanks to everybody who chimed in. D-Cott, Red, Mike Kelly. Yeah. You know,
I kind of like this platform.
Thanks to the NBA and Kevin Durant.
It's I think besides our podcast, this is a good platform to get everything and interact with people. Let them get their side. Also, you get put a little face to it. You know, this is great. This video that's going across Facebook Live and on the Twitter account and my page and the Crossroads page. The audio is going to be ripped. It'll be put up as a podcast as well tonight, so you can still listen to it with all the craziness throughout. It'll be on the podcast form as well, iTunes, Google, all that, and everything will be on there as well. Do we go to this route more often? Maybe. Little behind-the-scenes action. John, This also is a good way because you can, I believe you can record with this and we can do a private interview with somebody through this route too.
Okay. I think I like it. So yeah, it might be something we see.
And I can pull the audio and put it into a show
okay.
with it as well. So just something to think about. But I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We did the podcast last night. I wouldn't have thought this was going to be this crazy the next day.
Had to come on.
Yeah, so I'm still looking at a map right now of the Big Ten that's going to be happening. And
Don't bother, man. Don't bother. All those Northwestern nerds.
Exactly. Uh-oh, I think we lost JB.
Mike's trying to call me right now. I'm like, dude, I'm still on the show. Oh, like, gotcha. No, man, all those nerds in Northwestern are trying to figure out the Big Ten map. We'll probably have another meltdown show if Kevin Durant gets traded.
Let me give you your top free agents real quick. I just got the list. These are your best available free agents left after so best far left. Right now. DeAndre Ayton, Miles Bridges, probably not a good deal for what happened with him.
Not a good deal.
That's a Jonathan Bird song back in the day. Failure.
Failure.
Mitchell Robinson, Andre Drummond, T.J. Warren, Colin Sexton, Kemba Walker, Bruce Brown, Carmelo Anthony, Gary Payton II, Nurkic, Bruce Brown, Otto Porter, Kevin Looney, DiVincenzo, and Dennis Schroeder.
Kevin Looney's, you know, that's a piece that could help somebody out. Bruce Brown, he has good value, good wing. You know what I'm saying? He can play, can score, play a little defense. Those names are the kind of ones. You said Looney, Brown. Who else did you say? DeAndre Jordan should retire.
Nurkic.
Nurkic is I can see throwing some money his way. I told you last night that I think that Blake Griffin is done. Melo should join the Big Three.
Oh man. Miles Bridges. You can put him much of a wrap on it, right?
Miles Bridges gonna have to go through can he petition to get his free agency moved to another year so that he can get his life cleaned up? Not only does he have domestic charges against him, you know what I'm saying? 2 weeks ago, he's flexing with lean. And anybody know who lean? I know what, shame on me that I got to know what lean is. Lean is codeine and alcohol mixed together. He's flexing on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Popping up, hey, man, getting right. Oh, okay, getting right. Damn. You know, you're putting poison in your body, but okay, getting right. So he hasn't had the best, you know what I'm saying, last month going into free agency, man. He's guilty. Must remember, he's guilty and proven innocent, but there's some serious charges.
No, he's innocent until proven guilty.
Everybody knew what I was talking about. But yeah, he's innocent, he's innocent until proven guilty, but yes.
The last thing I put on Twitter tonight, enjoy with the world, with the craziness of college sports changing the landscape. We have what, 2 years, 3 years? Enjoy the traditions you have now.
Right.
Enjoy what you got. We'll see what happens there. We'll have another show next week, next Wednesday, regular podcast. Maybe we'll do another one of these if shit hits the fan. I'm sure we will when KD gets traded.
When KD and Anthony Davis get traded.
And everybody gets traded, we'll have another one of these. So until then, this will be up on the podcast. Interact with us on Facebook, interact with us on Twitter. That's where the conversation will continue. And, we'll see you guys all again next week. See you, John.
Thanks for watching. Later.